It's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries. And our first stop on Crop Watch in Brockett, North Dakota, visiting with Austin Sundin. Austin, what's this crop looking like? A little chillier here this morning, but it's kind of odd to say after being so hot.
Yeah, a little cooler. We've been going out in the morning and getting some spraying done on some corn. And the row crops, they look okay. They're in tough shape, but they look okay. We definitely need a rain. And maybe Thursday we'll get it, they're talking. So,
you pick up any rains at all?
No, the last rain we had was maybe 10 hundredths here a couple weeks ago, but that's been about it. Maybe a half inch, you know, back earlier this spring, but that's about it.
Yeah. So far, it looks like crops are kind of hanging on.
Yeah, the row crops look okay. I don't know. I hate to say it, but the wheat in this country and the barley look like it's probably getting close to being finished up. It looks tough.
Yep, nothing tillered out, and then just heat getting to it.
Yeah, I rumors are, you know, maybe a flag leaf popping out here and there on some of that early April seeded wheat, and it's just, I think it's bad news for the small grains.
Sure. What's the plans for summer then?
Field work and maintenance. There's being we're so dry, there's lots of work to be done. Culverts that need to be found and re-put in, and we're gaining a lot of ground back, and hopefully we can improve some of this land.
Our next stop on Crop Watch, west of Langdon, visiting with Jake Moose. Jake, what are things looking like here? You're pretty dry out here yet, too.
Yeah, we're quite dry. We got to dig about 2 inches down to get some moisture out of this stuff. The corn's taking a beating. We had a lot of wind the end of last week, and then the 100-degree temps that we had really had a beating on that. And along with the frost we had the week before that, we got a lot of cupped-up leaves and wind-tattered leaves that's... I'm hoping a lot of people catch a rain and we pull through it and hopefully things start going up.
Sure. Were you able to get the crop out of the ground okay, or is it pretty spotty?
Our canola is quite spotty along with our wheat, but our soybeans and the corn actually came up quite nice. The wheat is very, very spotty and in a lot of spots all over the county. So it's not like one person did it right and he looks the greatest in the county. I think everybody's struggling.
I noticed that in the wheat, hilltops are kind of missing some of the ends, especially the ends seem like they're missing.
Yeah, the ends where you turn around got really hard, and it was really hard for them to take up moisture throughout the winter and this spring when we did get the rains. But the normal spots where you get good crops, they're holding their own, but the wet spots where you might not get the good crops on normal years are actually looking pretty darn good.
How about weed control?
You really want to stay on top of it this year. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem for the next 3 or 5 years. We're seeing a lot of kochia come through now that we got a little bit of rain last week. And with that heat, I think all the stuff is just going to take right off. And I think this week is when you're going to want to be spraying if you got the right wind.
Sounds like this week is kind of the critical key week here for this crop if we don't get rain.
Yeah, this might be one of those times where if you don't catch a rain this week, you might as well count on about half of your crop being as what it is. If the stuff is up right now and it looks like it might hang on, then you might be all right. But all that stuff that came up about 2 weeks ago that's at 2-leaf, 3-leaf, it's going to be a wild ride for it. It needs to hang on.
Yeah, you mentioned the canola. Flea beetle's a problem here too?
Oh, yeah. Big problem this year. They like hot. They like dry. If you don't stay on top of the flea beetles this year, they might get you really good. And a lot of people have problems with that. I know in years past, we've had people spray up to 3 or 4 times for them just because they're so persistent. But if you are staying on top of it and get it before they get too bad on you, you won't have to reseed them.
And our next stop on Crop Watch, we are north of Langdon visiting with Kevin Wasloski. And Kevin, same story here too. Everything pretty tough here if we don't get any rain.
Well, we are in really going to be in a hurt bag if we don't get rain within the next week and it turns 90 degrees next week. Being a farmer, we're always optimistic about things, and I think we can pull off a crop yet if we get moisture this week, but we do need the moisture.
Yeah, and like you said too, the bumper crops are out of the picture here right now.
Yeah, the wheat, you know, it takes cool weather and a lot of moisture for it to stool out, and we're not going to get any stooling this year like we've seen in the past, and some of the canola yields are, there's going to be thin canola crops out there. Some got some bugs, some got some blown out, some little bit of hail in the county, but we can raise a decent crop on a thin stand of canola too.
How is moisture?
Moisture is, there's a little bit 3 inches down, but it's got to get to it, and a lot of it isn't getting to it. It needs a shot of rain to get get that extra push to get the crops kind of stalled out right now.
Yeah. Did you get any rain at all this spring?
We had right here about 8 tenths, and that disappeared in 3 days. We got our canola seeded right after the rain, and it came up spotty. We should have had, after 8 tenths, it should have just popped out of the ground, and it dried out with the wind and the hot temperatures.
Sure. Next thing is weed control, I suppose, huh?
Well, the weeds aren't growing too fast either. They're, what scares me is going out to spray it now and then get a shot of rain, and then the weeds will come, and you got to go back out and do it all over again.
You mentioned the canola crop, pretty spotty. Anything, nothing really doing with the blown out spots, huh?
Well, there's no moisture to reseed, so it's you don't tear up a field that's got a somewhat of a stand. Like I said, we've raised good crops on thin stands before, and we're going to have a thin stand, but we hoping to pull off a decent crop yet.
Kevin, you mentioned too, this type of weather system in a year like this with the drought brings up a lot of stress.
Yeah, I hear it everywhere I go. People talk about how bad the crop looks, how is it going to turn out, and there's a lot of stress out there, and I just want to tell people to talk to your neighbor, talk to your friends, get some help if you need it. It's out there. Just got to talk to somebody.
Yeah, okay. We're all in this together. And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Quarry Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services.